Hello everyone and welcome to episode 23 of Tibble Nibbles. So today is Sunday the 30th of April and I had Sunday lunch today at Temper, which is Neil Rankin's restaurant in Soho. I'm not really one who knows a lot about chefs. I don't really follow where people go or anything. So I did a little bit of research because I've met Neil on a couple of occasions where he's been working. So I first went to one of his restaurants when I started going to Pick Hugh. When he left, he went somewhere that I never went to, and then he went to Smokehouse. I went there actually after he left, but the place that he went to that I also enjoyed was Little Smoke, which is in the city, which I understand now is closed, which is a real shame because that's probably my favourite steak place in London, certainly for the money. And also, I got to meet him when he was at Brisket Fest. For those of you who went there, I think there wasn't one in 2016, but 2015-2014 there was a barbecue festival run by Texas Joe, who's now got his own restaurant, so he's probably far too busy to organize Brisket Fest again. But I went there and certainly his and Smokestack's briskets were far and away better than everybody else's. So some of my friends went to the soft launch of Temper back in the day. When I had the opportunity to join some friends to come to Temper for Sunday lunch, I jumped at the chance. So there was a pretty big group of us. There was 21, and so they gave us the private dining room, which was great. And we got there, we had a table booked for, you know, sort of the second sitting. We got there and I hadn't seen the restaurant before. It was very nice, really nicely laid out. You can see the photo of the main dining area on the Tibble Nibbles website, and it's looks really comfortable, really nice. There's a big sort of central island where they obviously cook things. I think there's another kitchen sort of back behind where I saw people bringing some food out. But all in all, it's really lovely, nicely laid out, quite bright, and altogether a good place to eat some food. So we went into the private dining room, which is just off to the side, has a sliding door that you can close, and that was also nice. It fit us quite nicely. It was a little bit of a squeeze. I don't think you'd probably want to have more than, I think we had 21, and you probably had 22 before that. It gets a little bit friendly, and that was fine. So my first impression overall was really good. So the menu on a Sunday is pretty simple. There are four starters, four options for mains, and then some desserts, which I'll go through in a little bit. So at the start, there's opportunities for tacos. The tacos come in two price options. So for £7 are the soy cured beef and the black vinegar mushrooms. And then for £9, the crab and pickled onion pork skin and the pil-pil mushrooms. For the main course, you can have the roast. So the opportunities are a Wagyu leg of beef, porchetta stuffed with rhubarb, fennel and sage, shoulder of lamb from Wales, and a whole grilled place with fennel and Iberico tomatoes. Everything apart from the lamb is £18, and the lamb is £2 more expensive at £20. You also get with that shallots, carrots, fennel, beef fat roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding and gravy. I decided not to have starters, having seen the photos and been informed by people who had also talked to people who had been. The roasts, they said, were pretty sizable. So I took their advice and thought, well, I won't have a starter and I'll have a dessert if I'm still hungry at the end. But some of my friends did have starters. So on my end of the table, they had the crab and pickled onion pork skin and the pil-pil prawns. The pil-pil prawns arrived and they got four heads and three tails in the bowl, along with what looked like very thin sauce or oil. Now, that was fine. You had three tacos, three prawn bodies, but I think it was quite difficult to get any of the sauce at the bottom of the bowl into the taco because it was super small. But that tasted nice. That got quite good feedback. The challenge for the crab and pickled onion pork skin was that when you got the bowl, it was mostly avocado. And so the person wasn't a huge fan of avocado, and it was rather unfair for that meal that they didn't put what was obviously the majority of the contents of the bowl, what didn't appear as one of the items on the menu. Now, I'm sure they wanted to shout out that it had crab in it and it had the pickled onion pork skin, which I couldn't really see. I think the pickled onion pork skin was on the top. But to have something where, you know, it's almost like you're serving guacamole with something and you don't mention it's got guacamole with it, that was rather disappointing and unfortunately didn't set us up too well for what else happened. The other thing that we found, that there was a massive lack of staff. We had a couple of people who came round to sort out water for everybody, and we had lots of water on the table, which was really positive. but we actually only had one person coming round to take orders, make sure that everybody had everything, and that generally that we were satisfied. Now, one person between 21 is not nearly enough. Now, I appreciate that we didn't pay for the private room, but having said that, we were given it. And so it would have been nice to have at least a similar level of staffing, you know, had we actually paid for the private room. I mean, if I'd have paid for the private room and had one person in there, and bearing in mind that she did try her absolute hardest to make sure that we got good service, but she was always having to run off to get drinks or to sort us out with things. And so, you know, a lot of the times we were just completely by ourselves. So if anybody wanted anything, we had to wave frantically at her or you know, call out to her for the short amount of time that she was in the room before she had to beetle off again to go and get something else. The starters arrived, everybody ate that, they got cleared away, and then the mains arrived. And this is really where it fell down, and this is really where you could tell that the service wasn't very good, and actually they hadn't thought very hard about how to deal with 21 people. What we found and what happened was they bought all of the roasts at once, and it was quite clear that most of them, certainly all of the ones up our end, eight people that I could speak to easily, all of our roasts weren't just warm, they were barely tepid. The plates were cold, which is never great, and so on the plate we got the Yorkshire pudding, which was stone cold, we got the meat that was barely tepid, we got the roast potatoes that were fairly warm, mainly I think because the roast potatoes were insulated by the Yorkshire pudding, and that was all that arrived on the plate. And once we got that, we had another delay of a few minutes until the veg arrived. The veg was a portion that was quite absurd. You'll see a picture on the website. I'm aware that I hadn't thought about providing things for scale on previous photos, so something like placamine, where the portions were minuscule, I didn't put anything down by the plate, so actually some of them look way bigger than they really were. So this time I think I did try to put down some cutlery next to the bowls, and go and have a look at them on the website and tell me how many people you think that they feed, because Temper think that it should be enough vegetable for five people, and we're talking seven or eight pieces of carrot, two pieces or three pieces of fennel, and a few bits of onion, and that's it between five people. When we asked, you know, is that all the veg, they went, yep, that's it, that's what you get. Needless to say, we had to have words about that, and so they said that they would bring us some more. I didn't see any of that veg, they just bought it. I didn't think that they'd bought it at all, and then I spoke to people afterwards and said, oh yeah, no, they bought it, they just dumped it in the middle of the table. So those of us who actually said something and needed more veg, we didn't get any. The other thing was we got cauliflower cheese. Now, if you ask anybody what they expect when they get cauliflower cheese, they will probably tell you you get cooked cauliflower with a cheese sauce with cheese on the top that's been melted and then put under the grill so that it's nice and brown on the top. Please, please let me know if this is how you have your cauliflower cheese. The cauliflower cheese we had was minimally cooked cauliflower. It's still crunchy with melted cheese on the top. So there was no cheese sauce. It wasn't cauliflower cheese as I would know it. I don't know. I mean, this is a South American inspired restaurant. Maybe cauliflower cheese, it's done in that style. It would be good to know. And so I was really, really disappointed that A, everything was cold. The cauliflower was massively undercooked. There was no cheese sauce and the vegetables were really tiny. We had to ask for some more. One thing that I thought was very telling was, because I'm doing this podcast and because I may well be giving a bad review to places, I make sure that if I'm asked how my food was, I will tell people honestly, in the same way that I do here, what I think of it. And nobody came round to ask how our food was. The only other time that that's happened was when I went to James Italian, where I had the worst meal that I've ever had, and the waiter walked along, saw that we weren't eating anything, and just turned around and walked away. Pretty much everywhere else that I've been has asked us how our food is, whether it's been good or not. Here they didn't, and I thought that was telling. The things that were nice, the roast potatoes were lovely. I thought they were really beautifully cooked. They were nice and crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside. The gravy was really good, and we got a good amount of it, so I was really pleased with that. I thought the lamb shoulder was not very nice. The flavour wasn't that great, and it was sort of that halfway between being cooked and sliceable and being just pulled lamb. I think if it had been either one or the other, that would have been great. We didn't get very much at all, particularly if you looked at the amount of beef that people got. That was really the other option that people chose up our end of the table. They got at least 50% more beef, and bearing in mind this is Wagyu beef, which is, you know, expensive stuff. I was very disappointed about that. The Yorkshire pudding would have tasted nice, I think, when it were fresh and hot and crispy, but by the time it got to us, it was pretty soft and floppy and cold. I did get to try the Wagyu beef, and that I actually didn't like at all, and I don't know whether it's a particular flavour that you get with that beef. I know that I don't particularly like Iberico pork because it has that sort of weird sweet flavour to it. I don't know whether it's just a bad version of Wagyu that they had, or whether they just hadn't cooked it properly or what they hadn't done, but it was very chewy and almost shoe leathery in taste at the outside end. So that wasn't great, and I'm really quite upset because it's expensive. It's £20 for Sunday lunch. The other places that I've been that have had Sunday lunch that expensive was Blacklock, which was pretty good. I like that if it's a small group going. And then, of course, there's the best £20 Sunday roast that I've had, which I reviewed back in episode 11, Hawksmoor at Knightsbridge, where you can get a beef Sunday roast for £20. And that was, I mean, they're barely playing the same sport, to be honest. Even my local, which to be fair does excellent food, for £16-17 at the Colonel Fawcett in Camden, you can get a roast dinner that I would put up against pretty much everything apart from Hawksmoor. I thought it was really, really good. Even I've had Sunday lunch at the Abbey Tavern on Kentish Town Road, and if you've been there, it's you know, definitely a boozer. There's no doubt about that. And I had a Sunday roast there. I think it cost me £12, and I'd rather go there than go back to Temper. So I was really disappointed with the main course. I ate it all because I was hungry. It wasn't so bad that I wouldn't eat it. It's pretty rare that happens. To be honest, most of the time I'm hungry, so I just power through it and worry about it later. They didn't ask us how the food was. Otherwise, I'd have told them all of this. And then I guess the icing on the cake was I decided that I wasn't going to spend any more money and get a dessert, even though some of them look quite nice. That was great because I didn't even get asked whether I wanted dessert. They just skipped us out, which was quite disappointing. To be fair, again, it was one lady on her own. She was doing her best to get round everybody quickly, and that pretty much topped off what happened. So the whole thing, I didn't have a drink, so the whole thing cost me £22.50, which I rather considered to be money down the drain. So that's Temper. I think this place is probably even more disappointing because I've been to so many of Neil Rankin's places before and been super impressed with them. Pick You was my place. I loved it. I went as often as I could stomach doing the queue while he was there. Since he's left, the quality there has definitely gone downhill. I didn't get to Smokehouse while he was in charge, but I went there recently and I was really impressed with that. And Little Smoke, which I think he had a hand in launching, I think just before he left the Smokehouse group, was just a fantastic place. I loved going there. So I don't really know what else to say. I think the only thing I can really say is consider very carefully before going there and spending £18 or £20 on Sunday lunch when you could go somewhere like Hawksmoor and spend the same and get something so much better. So that's my review of Temper. I think this is my first out and out bad review of somewhere that I just didn't like. It was saved by the company, to be honest, that I had. Pretty much everybody had the same experience as me. And I'd be really interested to know from other people who have, you know, gone out and had Sunday lunches in lots of different places what they thought of it, whether this was a one-off because we were in the dining room, we didn't have enough people around us, and they dropped the ball, or whether this is just how the food comes out. If you've been, if you have had the same experience as me, or if you've had a different experience and it was amazing when you went, please let me know. You can drop me an email, tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's tibblenibbles@gmail.com. Or you can tweet me at tibblenibbles, or you can go to www.tibblenibbles.com where you can look at photos of all of the food and you can leave a comment at the bottom of the blog post. Thank you very much for listening. The next review will be on Tuesday, where I'm going out to try the soft launch for Trailer Trash.